1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, for rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Now, this is what God said through the prophet Samuel to King Saul. And even though he was already in office, God said that he was being rejected from being king, that he was not going to be king any longer. He was not going to have the authority that he was supposed to have in the kingdom, that is the earthly kingdom, because he was moving in rebellion. And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And also we could say that operating in witchcraft also is rebellion. And it brings forth rebellion. Back somewhere in about the 1960s, there was a move that took place, especially here in the United States. And that move was a deceiving move for one very important reason. That is that it was not what we thought it was. It was termed the sexual revolution. But that is not what the enemy was intending. The enemy did not intend only for us to get caught up in the rebellion of illicit sex. That was not his intention. But behind that, after that, following that, he brought in another spirit that I believe it was released out of the very pits of hell. And I believe that it came forth and it absolutely took over this planet. It was released upon this planet. And I believe that spirit is what we will call the Jezebel spirit. And that's what I'm going to address tonight, the Jezebel spirit. But I believe that this is one of the greatest problems that we have today in the world and also in the church. The Jezebel spirit. And it is very much involved with witchcraft. And it is witchcraft. It is rooted and steeped in witchcraft. The Bible calls it sorcery. Jezebel spirit is the same thing as sorcery. And often people who manifest the Jezebel spirit operate in witchcraft and sorcery. But I'm not talking about just the Gene Dixons of the world. I'm not talking about the astrologers and those who make prognostications by the stars. I'm not speaking only about that this morning. But it is also rampant within the church. One of the biggest problems that we have today in the church is that the Jezebel spirit is running rampant and unchecked. And I believe that this is why God is releasing, that one of the greatest reasons that God is releasing and bringing forth the ministry of the prophets at this particular time.